Well, a big hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Weekend Music Radio yet again on the Shortwave Band. February 2016, that's what we're going to stay with us for the rest of our couple of hours, or whatever we do today. Thought it was about time we were back on the airwaves. And we were on the air last weekend with a bit of an old show, because yours truly, Jack Russell, ended up very, very busy and going out to the pub, etc. And didn't manage to get a programme recorded in time for last week's transmission, last Sunday. Along the old theme tune, the old Fancy Pants theme tune, we've been using that for many a long year. 2016 is now the 36th year that WMR has been broadcasting. Wow. That's a long time to be in naughty wireless. But we're still here, and we're still enjoying playing music for you. For your ears, me dears, as somebody else used to say on the shortwave many years ago. Remember, if you'd like more information about the station, best way to get us is log on to WMRScotland.com. WMRScotland.com. That'll let you into some... Listen again to some of our old shows and a little bit of history of WMR. 6400 today, or 6395-ish, I would imagine. Noise and crap permitting. Got to say hello to a couple of people during the course of the programme who wrote to us for our last broadcast, which was just before New Year. Weren't on at all in January, but... February 2016, we're back on the air and sounding good, let's hope so anyway. Oh yes, and remember, I was talking about somebody on the shortwave saying, for your ears, me dears, this is his theme tune, Old Norman's theme tune, from the Alfie Kahn Sound Orchestra, and the song is called Woman, the theme tune to Radio East Coast Commercial. What have you been doing in 2016? Trying to keep dry, I think, would be the main answer here in Bonnie Scotland. Good grief, it's been a very, very wet winter altogether. Very, very wet indeed. But the dog still has to be walked. And the chores still have to be done. So you just got to put on a big hand of that, haven't you? Well, yours truly, Jack, has been busy listening to some old files, some old recordings, etc. this last week. And also hanging my head in shame at the largely dwindling rock stars and getting some, not shame for me, of course, but getting some tributes for today's programme. And we're just about going to run out of time because there's so many of them have died off in the last little while. I'm going to try and list them here, and apologies if I've missed anyone important. We started off in late December by losing Lemmy from Motorhead. Saw Lemmy a few years ago as well in Glasgow. Boy, he's a rough guy. Or was a rough guy. And of course we had Ed Stewpot Stewart, who's not a rock star, but a famous disc jockey from BBC Radio 1, Junior Choice. Remember, he used to do that. Of course, Ed Stewart was also on Radio London back in the 60s. And I saw him in a documentary about Radio London, the recent incarnation, the thing that was in 1395 from Holland for a while. And there's a documentary on the telly which Paul Graham gave me. And absolutely fantastic. There was some jumped up upstart of a modern day type, I don't know if it was a newspaper reporter or a music journalist or what he was. And he's ranting and raving and talking the most utter rubbish about Radio London 1395. And Ed Stewpot Stewart stood up and he says, "Listen, son," he says, "have you ever actually heard the 1395? And the guy couldn't answer him. Brilliant. So that was that. That was his gas at a peep. So that was quite nice. That was fun. That was fun to watch. So that was Ed Stewart. And next to go in the long line, I think, was perhaps David Bowie, which got the most amazing news coverage you could ever imagine. I thought Lemmy had got some great news on the international news agencies, but David Bowie was all over CNN and Fox News and everything. It was amazing. He was a famous chappy. So that was that. Then there was the drummer from Mott the Hoople, whose name escapes me, but we'll play a couple of Mott the Hoople tracks today, as we like to do here in WMR, whenever some of our rock legends die off. And I'm sure I read there was somebody from Jefferson Starship or Jefferson Airplane or something as well. And, of course, one of my favourites as well, Glenn Frey, has passed away the other week there, which is a great shame. So we'll be doing some tributes today in the programme on Weekend Music Radio. So do stay listening to the Shortwave Band 6400 and enjoy the show. Starting off the programme today, we've got a couple from... I think we'll start off in order, will we? We'll go with Motorhead and Ace of Spades on Shortwave Radio, WMR. Let's also get Jim from Radio GSV rocking and bopping in the GSV studio. And off our off man he is, Motorhead, Lemmy and Motorhead. And what a noisy three-piece they are as well. I never realised until I went to see them that Motorhead really were a very, very noisy three-piece only band. Although a three-piece can be very, very noisy, I know one of the local bunch of lads that plays sort of Motorhead type songs as well. And they're very noisy as well. You want to see the drummer, he's just a blah. Unbelievable, fantastic. I was talking to him on Friday night past. down the pub when I was away seeing one of the other rock and roll bands that I go to see, man, you know. Oh, yeah, still go and see rock and roll bands. Great stuff. But we're not just playing rock and roll today. Of course, we've got one or two. We're going to diversify ourselves just a little bit today and play some rather obscure stuff. And I was listening to some music just in the recent past, and I thought I'd play a few records that have deep, dodgy sort of meaning. And I'm not talking about Ivor Biggin or anything like that. I'm talking about some records that the BBC played and everything. And I don't know if it would be shot down in flames for playing that sort of stuff today, or if the song just goes on past and plays and everybody knows it, but nobody really sits and listens to the words of it. And I'm talking about a Police record. More of that later on in the programme. But first of all, up until then, we're going to play you a couple of songs from David Bowie now, who sadly passed away as well, and really hit the headlines. And you had all these people in the middle of London going, "No, oh, it's changed. David Bowie changed my life." And some of them are, well, a wee bit over the top just to be on the telly. But it was still quite sad. Such a young chap as well, really. He wasn't even 70. And that's him deeding away David Bowie. And I'm not going to play you probably the stuff that was heard on the Sky News, etc. I'm going to play you a couple of different songs. The first one is one of the really different songs that he had back in 1973, I believe it was. Remember The Laughing Gnome from David Bowie? It's a funny little song. Here on Weekend Music Radio 6400 on the Shortwave Bands.
I was walking down the high street when I heard footsteps behind me, and there was a little old man, the scarlet and grey, shuffling away. Well, he trotted back to my house, and he sat beside the telly with his tiny hands on his tummy, chuckling away, laughing all day. Oh, to report you to the gnome office.
Gnome office.
I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me, said the laughing gnome. Well, I gave him roasted toadstools and a glass of dandelion wine. Then I put him on a train to Eastbourne, carried his bag and gave him a fag.
Boy.
Hey, where do you come from?
No man's land.
Oh, really? In the morning, when I woke up, he was sitting on the edge of my bed with his brother, whose name was Fred. He brought him along to sing me a song. All right, let's hear it. Yeah, what's that clicking noise?
That's Fred. He's a
metronome. Ha, ha, ha. Hee, hee, hee. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me.
Owner, I'm a gnome anyway.
Haven't you got a gnome to go to?
No, we're nomads.
Didn't they teach you to get your hair cut at school? You look like a rolling gnome.
Yeah, look at the London School of Economics.
Now they're staying up the chimney and we're living on caviar and honey. Cos they're earning me lots of money fighting comedy pros for radio shows. It's the gnome service, of course. Ha ha ha, hee hee hee, laughing gnome. Oh, silly, the laughing gnome, and you can't catch me.
David Bowie with The Laughing Gnome here on Weekend Music Radio WMR. What a funny little song that was. I'm not too sure if I really liked it at the time. I can't really remember. I think I thought it was okay, but I didn't really rate it up there with some of the other things like Jean Genie, etc. and Life on Mars, for example. Those were some favourite songs of mine. As was this song, Suffragette City, remember that one? What a great song here then. WMR from Scotland, playing rock and roll music all weekend long, and even going into some culture stuff. Playing a tribute to David Bowie and Suffragette City. When was that one out? Can't remember now. Weekend Music Radio, all the way from Bonnie, Scotland, playing classic rock and oldies and folk music today. Good grief, yeah, we're going to play some folk music later on. And wait to hear the choices. Oh my God, it will colour your hair. Anyway. We're just sort of playing little tributes to the rock stars who have sadly departed from the planet. In other words, are dead. As we say in Scotland. Scotland's only international broadcasting station. In actual fact, I can't really say that anymore, because we have Radio GSV, the good ship Venus, who was probably on the frequency just before we came on the air today, this Sunday. Hopefully it'll be Sunday at some point. Not too sure what the time will be, if it'll be Sunday morning or if it'll be a Sunday afternoon slot we have. But we should be on the air this Sunday, and who knows when else, on the shortwave band WMR and Radio GSV. WMR's been going on the airwaves of Europe since our first official transmission was June 1980. We had a test on 7340 on the 27th of April 1980, and the first little short 5-10 minute test was heard in Sweden in January 1980. So that's 36 years ago since those early days of WMR. Good grief, time flies, doesn't it, when you're enjoying yourself? And we certainly do enjoy doing the programs here at WMR. And being nostalgic guys that we are here at WMR, we being me, I was listening to some old recordings of a shortwave legend just the other day, and that legend was Prince Terry of West Side Radio. And I was listening to the sign-off of West Side Radio in 1988. I might just play you a little feature of West Side Radio. That's what I'll do, I think. I'll play you a feature of West Side Radio from 1988, when they signed off as West Side Radio. I think they were broadcasting on the shortwave once. They came back on the air as West Side, Prince Terry did, came back on the air as West Side one Sunday, called himself Underground Sounds, Came back on as Westside one week, and then he changed his name for some strange reason to Ozone International and stuck with that for quite a number of years, in fact. I'm not sure if he was on longer as Ozone as he was as Westside. And it was sad to see Westside Radio go, because Westside had a bit of history to it and was part of the old original Radio Dublin team when Dr. Dawn used to run Westside Radio in the earlier days. And I was enjoying listening to the programmes from Westside Radio International. So maybe later on we'll play you a bit of a feature of Finsterry closing the station down. This will be a couple of hours long. I've been thinking all week, you know. I really have. I've been thinking about doing the programme. And I've been thinking, yeah, what am I going to do this week? Am I going to do this, that and the next thing? And I thought, I've got all these guys that are dead, as the saying goes. I've got to play a record from them. Just to keep up with the Mike James tradition. It was old Mike James that used to do that whenever some of our rock stars died off. He used to do a little tribute to them. So I'm carrying on the tradition in the absence of Squeaky Mike, who I incidentally saw just a couple of weeks ago. I was out for a pint with him, and he's living fine. He's just busy with his local football club, if you want to know the truth. And he doesn't get much time for doing wireless stuff at this time. But maybe later on in the summer he'll be up at the studio and do some broadcasting again. Let's hope so anyway, because Mike was always a bit of a mascot here at WMR, I suppose you could say. Or a soap dodger, maybe some would say. But no, I'm only joking, Mike, if you're listening to this on the stream. That's an old Glasgow saying, that one, isn't it? An old soap dodger. So hi there to the old soap dodger, Mike. Let's hope you're having a good weekend this weekend, and you haven't got too drunk at the Scotland-England game this weekend. I don't know what kind of game it was. I just know there was a Scotland-England game. Was it football or was it rugby? That's how much of a sportsman I am. I haven't got a clue. I just saw a load of guys running about with sports shots, and I asked somebody in the petrol station earlier on there what was going on, and it's some sort of sporting event, which doesn't interest me in the slightest, I hasten to add. Okie dokie, we're going on with our tributes to the late bands, and we're saying hi to everybody who was a Mott the Hoople fan. Mott the Hoople was a big outfit in the 70s. They had quite a number of hits. Ian Hunter had some solo stuff as well, and this, I think Mott the Hoople was something to do with David Bowie as well. Did David Bowie not produce Mott the Hoople or something? Or produced something to do with Mott the Hoople? Not too sure. Or did he throw them together? There was a connection there somewhere, I'm sure. And the drummer for Mott the Hoople has sadly passed away in recent weeks as well. And here's one of their famous songs, Honolulu Boogie, followed up by All the Young Dudes here on Shortwave Radio WMR.
Thank you.
the Hoople there, Honolulu Boogie, Shortwave Radio WMR. Somebody else that has died that I forgot to mention. Not so much a rock star, but a famous disc jockey, as we call them, is Terry Wogan, of course. Not sure if Terry was like Tony Blackburn and had a couple of singles or anything. I'll have a look at Google while the next track is playing, which, as I promised, is All the Young Dudes from Mott the Hoople once again.
Weekend Music Radio rocks on and on and on and on and on.
When he was 25, speed jive, don't wanna stay alive when you're 25. And when you're stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the stars from his face, funky little boat race. The television man is crazy, Sam with juvenile delinquent rap. It's a real mean team, but we can love. Oh yes, we can love. And my brother's back at home with his Beatles and his Stones. We never got it off on that revolution stuff. What a drag. Too many snacks. Nah, I drunk a lot of wine and I'm feeling fine.
Hunter and Mott the Hoople, All the Young Dudes on Shortwave Radio WMR, Weekend Music Radio, broadcasting on the Shortwave Band, Free Radio, of course, on the airwaves of Europe. Once again, great to be on the Shortwave, real radio, real people, as we always say, and broadcasting to the world on 6400 kilohertz on the Shortwave Band. If you want to get in touch with us, go on to WMRScotland.com, and you can catch our email address from there, or simply email us info@WMRScotland.com. We may be due to change that because of all the silly spam that we get on that address. We change it from time to time, but do keep up to date with the WMR website and you'll find the latest address. I think it's possibly because some bloggers just published the email address without using a graphic of using the AT instead of the at symbol and all that sort of stuff. You know what I mean. You know what I'm saying. Anyway, a couple more tracks to go today on the tribute thingy, part of the programme here on Weekend Music Radio. We're playing Jefferson Airplane and a famous song from way back called White Rabbit. Great track. Haven't heard this in years and years. Almost caught me out, but not quite. Jefferson Starship and White Rabbit here on Weekend Music Radio WMR. By the way, the guy from Mott the Hoople that we're commemorating is Dale Griffin. Dale Griffin, who died just a few weeks ago at, what age was he, 67? Which is not particularly old, which is a great shame. Here's another tribute to Paul Cutler, the late guitarist from Jefferson Starship and Jefferson Airplane. One of the well-known songs called Jane on shortwave radio WMR from Scotland. That would be a good song for my local band. Jefferson Starship and Jane on Weekend Music Radio WMR, all the way from Body Scotland today. All the way, yes indeedy. We've just been having a little tribute this last half hour to some fallen stars, which is a great pity, but such is life. WMR from Scotland on the shortwave band, what you've been listening to this last little while. Anything exciting on the shortwave or the medium wave band? Anyone? Anyone? Can't say I've heard anything too exciting here at this QTH, but I've been listening to some old recordings this last little while. Been listening online to some of those wonderful archive sites, and as I said, I was listening to some old Irish stuff, which was always a favourite of mine because we used to be able to hear many of the radio stations at the studio here at WMR and all over the west of the UK, the west and the north of the UK. Wasn't so good down south in the southeast, but it was certainly very good up north, the Irish Pirates of the 1980s. They used to cover quite a bit of ground. But I remember being in London in 1985 and listening to Radio Nova with ease on a portable radio, and also Radio Dublin at night. So they did come through on the nation's capital, if you like. I was down at a radio convention down there back in 1985. Ooh, that's a number of years ago as well now. Heavens above. Yeah. What happened there? Something paused itself in the studio, beginning to sound a bit like Prince Telly. And as I said, I'm going to be featuring Prince Telly just in a little while here on the shortwave. But a couple more tributes to make after we hear from a song from Deacon Blue. I heard it on one of my old recordings. I think it was Kiss FM from County Monaghan. I think it was that I was listening to. Or was it Kiss FM from Dublin? It was a Kiss FM somewhere that popped up on the web somewhere, and I was listening to the recording, and I thought, God, I haven't heard Chocolate Girl for a while. And there's a story behind this song. It was, I think it possibly was one of the first songs I heard at a Deacon Blue gig that I was sort of trailed to many years ago. I had a great night out planned with some of the lads, you know, that I used to go to, like circuit training type group, you know, a bunch of guys, and we had a big night planned. And the YL at the time told me she had bought tickets for Deacon Blue in Glasgow. And I thought, oh, geez, that coincides. Can you not take somebody else? But she insisted on taking me. And I guess I'm glad I did, because when I first heard them, I'd never been to a proper gig before that. That was my first proper gig. I think before that, all I had seen was pub gigs, you know, pubs and clubs, but I'd never been to a sort of big gig, and Deacon Blue was my first one back in whatever day it was. I have no idea the date now, but I guess I will still have a ticket to that one, bound to have somewhere, Deacon Blue. And they played this song, which I was of course very familiar with, Chocolate Girl on Shortwave Radio WMR.
Emotion. then breaking hearts is harder. He calls her the chocolate girl, 'cause he thinks she knows when he touches her. She knows she's a chocolate girl, 'cause she's broken up and swallowed and wrapped in bits of silver. Understand her. He thinks it's getting harder, so he spends the nights with old friends underneath the covers. And he talks about the chocolate girl and how he thinks she melts when he touches her, and that she knows she's a chocolate girl. And wrapped in bits of silver. And he calls her the chocolate girl.
From back in the 1980s, Chocolate Girl from Deacon Blue, great Scottish band.
And she knows she's a chocolate girl.
Wouldn't rush out to see them live again, of course. I was sort of taken, if you were listening just before the record started, you would have heard the long-winded story about that gig. I was talking down the pub last night before I went to my music gig. I was in a local pub for some tea just before we went, and got talking to one of the guys, and we're talking about the strangest gigs you've ever been to, and most unlikely gigs you've ever been to. And of course the geezer that I was talking to, he said he was taken. Same situation, by the YL, or the XYL, or whatever it was. He was taken to see Ronan Keating. I thought, oh, well, that would be for me. He said, no, it was great. He said, it was great. He's a great performer. I thought, oh, well, everyone to his own. But then I thought about my strangest one, apart from Deacon Blue, who I probably wouldn't have went to see off my own back. I was asked to go to a Simply Red gig, and I thought, I'll go and see Simply, yeah. That was about 1997 or something. And you know, it was a fantastic gig. It was superb live, Mick Hucknall. Absolutely. First-class performer. Brilliant view. Everything about the gig was great. And, superb. Superb. Can't see anything wrong with going to that. Anyway, I've been diversifying, as usual. Still got a couple of tribute tracks to play before we go on with our meaningful records that I thought I would play you today in the programme on WMR, just for the change, just for a little change. First song I'm going to play you comes from Stan Butcher, his Birds and Brass. What on earth is that, I hear you say? The song is called Morning Town Ride. What on earth is that, I hear you say? See if you get it. And of course, if you're an old wireless geeky anorak type person, you'll know that that was the Junior Choice theme tune, as a little tribute to Ed Stewart, who died just a few weeks ago. That used to be on the BBC Radio 1 Saturday morning show, wasn't it? Junior Choice. I wonder how much Ed Stewart got paid for doing one show a week on the BBC. I wonder if he got a weekly wage out of it, or if he had to do other things, like walk down the local boozer or something. Not too sure how these things work if you're the weekend jock on Radio 1, for example. Once again, I've got a noisy fader. You can probably hear it if you're listening to us on the web stream, which is available on the Listen Again button on WMRScotland.com. That's who you're listening to, Weekend Music Radio, transmitting from Scotland on 6400 kHz on the shortwave. Hope you're doing all right. Ah, dear. Having some good fun today and some good memories to jog your memory today. Stan Butcher has Birds and Brass and Morning Town Ride. That's the name of the Junior Choice theme tune. What a mouthful that is. No wonder nobody knows what it is, because you couldn't say that with a few pints in you, could you? It's hard enough to say when you haven't had a few pints in you. What am I saying? Okay, I thought as a little final bit, we're going to try and find a couple of links to Ed Stewart on Radio London. Let's see if we can find one.
Yeah, but that's the first one in the stew pot. Lovely sunny Thursday, isn't it? Oh, glorious, yes. Oh, I want to say hi to all the girls this afternoon, and Boobs and everybody listening at the moment. Slap on the makeup there. Said to go out to lunch again, right? Helen Litzman, too, from 114 New Church Road, Hove 3 in Sussex. And Dougal, Molesworth, Guy, Winnie the Pooh, Kerry Ann, Baby Bulltrap, and the beloved Irish Beatnik. Afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Could you be the servant, please?
Peter's finest. The international passport to smoking pleasure. Rich choice tobaccos. King size length. Special filter. For easy draw. More flavor. More satisfaction. Peter Stuyvesant. So much more to enjoy.
Right, thank you very much, Squire. Indeed, yes, Paul, I must say, and everybody said it, but we do thank you all for your thousands of letters you've been writing to us, and I only came back yesterday, so I wasn't able to open all my mail until yesterday afternoon and this morning, and I'm still only about a third of the way through, so thank you all very much for the letters, and if I can't say hi to all of you, it's only through sheer weight of numbers, darling. There's Bebs and Christie, for instance, 11 Burnaby Gardens, Chiswick. Thank you, girls. Nice to hear from you.
Lovely.
Ooh. Eddie Floyd. Things get better.
You can bring joy.
There he goes. David Garrick and the Radio London Clamour this week on Big L. Hey, Mum, look out for Look cooking film there in Price Right shops right now. No, you don't wear it because it's transparent, you see. You can see right through it, so you'll probably get arrested. No, you use Price Right Look cooking film, or anywhere else you find Look, for wrapping your roast in, you see. You can see when the meat's cooked and you don't take it off for browning. And now the summer's really here, Look... To cook your picnic chicken in, well, yes, you can do that as well. You can wrap your sandwiches in Look, and you can keep your food fresh in the fridge. So, can we say it again? Just to remind you that Look is transparent, and it lets you see what's what. Wear it there. No, look out for Look in the blue and orange triangular pack at your nearest Price Right store. It's all around at this moment.
Wherever you go, go, go with Big L. Go, go!
Here comes Myrtle in the most glorious creation by Look cooking film, and she's won again. Yes, she must win every time. I know why, don't you?
Yeah, I knew you
would. You were lonely. And there we go, a couple of air checks of Ed Stewart on wonderful Radio London. Radio London 266 from 1967. That's from the 10th of August 1967. Paul Kay and Ed Stewart on the recording there. It's only half an hour long, but very good recording to have on Weekend Music Radio today. WMR from Scotland, 6400 on the shortwave band, playing rock and roll music and bits and pieces and tributes and all that sort of stuff for your ears, and let's hope you're enjoying the programme today. If you want to get in touch with us, I give you the contact address, info@wmrscotland.com, and you can send us a reception report, and we'll send you back or EQSL, and perhaps an e-sticker you can print out and stick up on your wall and advertise that you've been listening to Weekend Music Radio. Last tribute record today, I'm sure you'll be glad to know, and this one is a little bit of a tribute to Telly Wogan, who died. Telly was a BBC jock, and I'm not too sure what he was into years ago, but he was Radio 2, and then he was in Century in Dublin when it reopened. When it opened in 1990 or 89 or thereabouts on that medium wave 1143, and also on various FM frequencies throughout the country. The station didn't last too long before it went bust. And thankfully, the medium wave is off air now, but I think it eventually turned into Today FM, if I'm not mistaken. So Today FM on the Century frequencies in Ireland. I'm talking about 1143. I'm just saying that because it blocked AFN, and I'm a medium wave DXer, of course, and it blocked your stations block DX channels here in Europe. The DX channels if you live in North America, but they're pests if you live in Northern Europe. Anyhow, Telly Wogan was an Irishman. He famously did the Eurovision Song Contest as well as Blankety Blank and loads of other television programmes and loads of radio shows as well. And he had a great career. Telly was born in Limerick in Ireland, and here's a little song from Dennis Allen as a tribute to Terry Wogan on Weekend Music Radio WMR.
You're a lady, you're Shannon Waters, tears of joy that flow. The beauty that surrounds you, I take it with me, love, wherever I go. While waking in the arms of distant waters, a new day finds me far away from home. Then Limerick, you're my lady, the one true love that I have ever known. As children, you and I spend endless days of fun in winter snow or summer's golden sun. We fished in silver streams, the fabric of my dreams was fashioned by your loveliness, and so I have to say, Limerick, you're a lady, your Shannon waters, tears of joy that flow. The beauty that surrounds you, I take it with me, love, wherever I go. While waking in the arms of distant waters, a new day finds me far away from home. Then Limerick, you're my lady, the one true love that I have ever known. The gift that time has made to travelers on their way, seeking out the beauty of our land. A shrine where children pray and bells ring out to say, thank God we're living just to feel the freedom of each day. Limerick, you're a lady, your Shannon waters, tears of joy that flow. The beauty around you, I take it with me, love, wherever I go. While waking in the arms of distant waters, a new day finds me far away from home. Then Limerick, you're my lady, true love that I have ever known. While waking in the arms of distant waters, a new day finds me far away from home. Oh, Limerick, you're my lady, the one true love that I have ever known.
Limerick, you're a lady. By Dennis Allen and Dennis Carey on Shortwave Radio WMR, Weekend Music Radio. Playing some different music from the normal hard rock and roll that we normally play here on WMR. That one is a little tribute to the late Teddy Wogan, who was a man from Limerick City in the southwest of Ireland, which is a place I've been to many, many years ago. And it was a record, that was a record, which you used to hear on the Medium Wave Band, and also on the Shipping Band, I hasten to add, on an evening when Radio Limni, Radio Limerick, closed down for the evening. That was a theme tune. They played that as a theme tune. Limerick, You're a Lady. And they also played that as a last record, I think, possibly apart from the national anthem, back in 1988 when they signed off after the Broadcasting Act came into force. So there's a little bit of radio history as well as a tribute here on WMR today. It's an hour into the programme, and let's hope you're enjoying the show today with Jack behind the microphone, doing some funky DJing today on the shortwave, I guess, playing some rather strange stuff. And earlier on, I promised you a couple of tracks which have really deep and dodgy lyrics, and I thought I'd start off with this well-known Police track, which got to number one back in 1980. And I don't know if the BBC would play this sort of stuff. They probably would, because they broadcast, the BBC broadcasts some rather dubious stuff from Still Game, the Scottish comedy. Don't Stand So Close to Me, all about teachers learning away with students from 1980, yeah. Good grief, 36 years ago. I know a teacher that went away with a school lassie, actually. He's never been seen since. But he made the papers, never him. And I also know a woman who's now in her very late 60s or early 70s, and she was the chick that went away with a school teacher years and years ago, apparently. So rumour has it. I've never asked her. The record I'm talking about, of course, is The Police and Don't Stand So Close to Me.
Jump down.
Yeah, big number one back in 1980 from The Police and Don't Stand So Close to Me. Strange old song when you actually listen to the words, eh? I used to be somebody that knew all the tunes. Used to be a radio buff that knew all the tunes, listened to all the radio stations, knew all the frequencies, disc jockeys, but never really listened to music as such. Never really get into listening to the lyrics. I was more interested in what the DJ in between the music was saying, especially if it was offshore radio, for example, or some of the pilots on the 48-meter band. Never really listened to the words of many songs. Never really sat back and listened to music alone. I used to rather listen to old radio tapes, old radio recordings, even back then when I was a young lad. Didn't have too many tapes about me in those days, but I used to listen to the same things over and over again. And of course, I used to buy the odd one from guys advertised in the pilot radio magazines, Radio Caroline tapes, tapes in the southeast of England with no fades and no crackles. And you used to think that was amazing. Yes, indeed. But anyway, I diversify yet again, going back to 1980, The Police Don't Stand So Close to Me on Weekend Music Radio, WMR. And I promised you a couple of records with dubious titles. The next couple are some folky music records with slightly dubious lyrics. And here's another one which wasn't really recognised by me as about anything particular. It was just about the hills of Connemara. But when you listen to the lyrics, of course, it's all about bootlegging, the moonshine, and hiding stuff, and all that sort of stuff. And I thought, what a great wee tune, you know. I tend to listen to music much more nowadays than I used to when I was a young DXer, when I was only interested in frequencies and DXing and radio and all that sort of stuff. So I never listened to that Police song either. I never knew that back then, what it was all about. I just thought it was a great tune. And the same with this one from the hills of Connemara. It's a guy called Noel McLaughlin that's singing this one for you today. Have a listen to this little tune.
Gather up the pots and the old tin can, the mash, the corn, the barley and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise man, keep the smoke from raisin Barney. Keep your eyes well peeled today, the excise man is on his way, searching for the mountain tay and the hills of Connemara. Gather up the pots and the old tin can, the mash, the corn, the barley and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise man, keep the smoke from raisin Barney. Swing to the left and swing to the right, the excise man will dance all night, drinking up the tay till the broad daylight in the hills of Connemara. Gather up the pots and the old tin can, the mash, the corn, the barley and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise man, keep the smoke from raisin Barney. And for the butcher, a quart for Tom, a bottle for poor old Father John, to help the poor old man along in the hills of Connemara. Gather up the pots and the old tin can, the mash, the corn, the barley and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise man, keep the smoke from raisin Barney. Stand your ground, it is too late, the excise man is at the gate. Glory be to God, she's drinking in it in the hills of Connemara. Gather up the pots and the old tin can, the mash, the corn, the barley and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise man, keep the smoke from raisin Barney. Gather up the pots and the old tin can, the mash, the corn, the barley and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise man, keep the smoke from raisin Barney.
What a great little song, Noel McLaughlin and the Hills of Connemara. I think the Clancy Brothers did that many, many years ago as well, back in the 60s. Great little tune. Music like that that I was brought up with in Haggisland here. Folk music, that's what we were listening to. Weren't listening to pop music in the 60s, we were listening to folk music. And all the stuff that was going around in the 60s, and my old ones used to listen to the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem and all that sort of stuff. Amazing. Never mind, each to their own. As I was saying, some rather amazing lyrics in some of these tunes. And the Hills of Connemara, all about bootlegging Bootleg and the Moonshine. Anyone remember, talking about Bootleg and Moonshine, anyone remember the television programme The Waltons from many years ago? They're the two daft old women that used to be on there with the Daddy's Old Recipe, and they used to love giving people Daddy's Old Recipe for medicinal purposes, and they were Bootleg and Moonshine. It was very funny indeed, very funny when you think back at them. What are they called again? The Baldwin Ladies, that's right, that's what they're called. And sisters, the two old sisters, I can't remember their name, Emily, that's right, Emily and Emily Baldwin, and I can't remember their sister's name. Anyhow, more music coming up. This one I was playing just a few years ago on WMR, and Mike James came into the studio, and he says, "Ach," he says, "Jack," he says, "that's a very dodgy song you're playing there." Listen to the words of this one from Curtis McGee, and it's an old Hugo Duncan song, and probably some other people did it as well, called "Flash the Lights at Me." It's all about the border areas of Ireland.
I left school a while ago when I got myself a job. The crackers put on the building sites and I make a few old bob. I bought a Ford Fiesta, me pride and joy is she. If they're stopping round the border, won't you flash the lights at me? Flash the lights at me, flash the lights at me. He used the code of the border road and flash the lights at me. I paid the old insurance and it cost me a couple of grand. I'm now stone broke and that's no joke, I'm sure you'll understand. I had no money left at all for the pay for an MOT. If they're stopping round the border, won't you flash the lights at me? Flash the lights at me, flash the lights at me. He used the code of the border road and flash the lights at me. The tires are nearly baldy and I have no tax at all. There's a drop of red in the diesel tank that could be my downfall. If the customs, they are dipping, are the boys in blue, you see. If they're stopping round the border, won't you flash the lights at me? Flash the lights at me, flash the lights at me. He used the code of the border road and flash the lights at me. The most tapes or videos. I might have a load of punching or a drop of duty free. If they're stopping round the border, won't you flash the lights at me? Flash the lights at me, flash the lights at me. Use the code of the border road and flash the lights at me. We're crafty round the border, that's how we have to be. We like to get the better of the customs and authorities. We've been there before, so we know the score. We've a simple philosophy. If the thing's not right, be it day or night, just flash the lights at me. Flash the lights at me, flash the lights at me. Use the code of the border road and flash the lights at me. Flash the lights at me, flash the lights at me.
A great song from Hugo Duncan. It's not Hugo Duncan, sorry. It's the Curtis McGee version. And Flash the Lights at Me, which I heard first on Radio Star Country just a few years ago on 981 kHz Media Wave. And I thought, I love that little song. A couple of squibs in the boot. dear. What a great song. And some of these show bands that go around the pubs in Ireland, the tracks are all over YouTube. You can download them and have a listen to some of the songs or watch them on the YouTube. They're all there now. It's great. This one used to be played in some of the Irish Pirates many years ago. Here we go. We're going down the folk music road again, the Colchi music, if you like. And some of the Irish Pirates used to, especially the country stations, used to play songs like this back in the 80s. What about this one from Brendan Shine here at WMR? I'll tell you a funny part of the Irish Pirates. As a DXer for many, many a long year, I used to hate listening to a new signal that would pop up on the medium wave band. And you think, what's this? Playing non-stop country music, or non-stop country music, sorry, with a disc jockey saying that was and this is for the whole hour and not a station identification. It used to drive you crazy. The that was and this is type presenters that you used to get on some of the Irish Pirates many, many years ago. Honestly, you did. It was so funny. And some of them were great. There was a famous guy in the north, around the Newry area, called the Big O. The Big O was a guy who used to appear on Boyneside Radio, Northern Service, and he had a really coarse accent, a coarse Ulster accent. Nice fellow, I guess. I guess he would have been one of these guys that would have been a drinking man in the pub. That's what I picture him as. And he used to be famous for this advert that used to go on and on and on. And it was called Cars, Cars, Cars of Newry. I was listening to that the other day as well on a recording I have, again from the web. It's available online from Radio Rainbow from Carrickarnan. That was the Big O's station. And when the bill came in 1988, Radio Rainbow, Carrickarnan closed down. Carrickarnan, I beg your pardon, is right on the Newry border. So they were broadcasting to Newry, really, and the surrounding areas. But anyway, a few weeks later, Border Weekend Radio came on the air with a guy called Jolly Ollie. That was the Big O in disguise. The Big O, Ollie. He was on the telly as well in one of the features on the pilot stations. I'll need to try and dig all that stuff out and have a look. I haven't seen it for many a long year. But the Big O, yes. And they used to play songs like the one we've just played, Flash the Lights at Me, and Brendan Shine, Catch Me If You Can, My Name Is Dan, eh? Remember that one?
I'm a Podgene from Chollawagene. And acres of land, I'm looking for a honey with a bit of money. Catch me if you can, my name is Dan, sure I'm your man. I like the Kaylee and the stick of barley. I like the waltzes, the old jigs and the reels. I like swinging when Big Tom is singing. Catch me if you can, my name is Dan, I'm your man. Joan Byrne at the end of the year. I'm off for the bitter crack, the women and the beer. I'm off with shifting for a man of 50. Catch me if you can, my name is Dan, sure I'm your man. I've got a brother, he's in the Garvey. He's up there in the Dáil, he's quite a charmer. He's a mighty farmer. Catch me if you can, my name is Dan, sure I'm your man. Now to conclude and finish my story, if there's a young one looking for a man, take the bus from Barna down to Lisjoonvarna. Catch me if you can, my name is Dan, here I'm your man. And I'm off to Lisjoonvarna at the end of the year. I'm off with the bitter crack, the women and the beer. I'm off with shifty for a man of 15. Catch me if you can, my name is Dan, sure I'm your man. I'm off with shifty for a man of 15. Catch me if you can. My name is Dan, sure I'm your man.
Yahoo! Broadcasting to the universe. From a very tall tower on a very big hill.
We get music radio.
The fire still burns. Still burns.
Music.
WMR.
I am a lonely farmer. I work from day to night. Me and my dung spreader, we spread a lot of up and down the fields we go. No worries on my mind. The dung flies here, the dung flies there, it's flying from behind. I get up in the morning and head down to the pit. I grab my shovel and my grip and start to load the get into my tractor. To the fields I go. Another job, it will be done. The grass will surely grow. I've heard it called so many things, but one thing is for sure. It's dung down in the country, in the city it's manure. It is a dirty job, you know, but I just think it's great. It's just another way of putting bread upon the plate. When the dung is finally spread, I drive off in a hurry. Going back to the farmyard, gonna make some slurry. I want to make the grass grow, spread it on the ground. The neighbors all complain about the smell for miles around. I've heard it called so many things, but one thing is for sure. It's dung down in the country, in the city it's manure. It is a dirty job, you know, but I just think it's great. It's just another way of putting bread upon the plate. I have heard it called so many things, but one thing is for sure. It's dung down in the country, in the city it's manure. It is a dirty job, you know, but I just think it's great. It's just another way of putting bread upon the plate. Oh yeah, it's just another way of putting bread upon the plate.
That's some great old Irish tunes there. From Farmer Dan and Me and My Dung Spreader. And before that, you heard Brendan Shine, the Catch Me If You Can. My name is Dan, sure I'm your man. The Catch Me If You Can thing was a bit of a ropey recording, I'm sorry to say. But, well, it's shortwave. Let's hope you are still getting good reception and it didn't affect your enjoyment of the music too much here on Shortwave Radio WMR. I can just see Jim of GSV's face when he's listening to these tracks and saying, what is wrong with Jack today? He's playing all this stuff. And, well, the reason for that is I've been going through some old recordings and listening to some recordings of the distant past from days gone by and really enjoying listening to some old recordings this week of some of the Irish Pirates from yesteryear, as we say. And, superb. Really enjoyed it. And listening to some of the old tunes again, it brings back some memories of the Irish Pirate days many, many years ago. And listening to the Shipping Band as well, when the what do you call it, was all over the band. The harmonics was all over the Shipping Band from some of the dodgy homemade medium wave transmitters that weren't tuned properly. Yeah, those were the days. Breffni Radio was one that springs to mind. It wasn't always Irish Pirates, of course. It was the stations that caused the QRM to the Shipping Band. It was also the BBC. We've heard them on the Shipping Band. Also heard the Voice of Peace on second harmonic as well, way back. That made it to Europe, all the way from Israel. That was quite amazing. And also, there was a famous one that even featured on Media Network called Stoughton Community Radio from Merseyside. And they had a big harmonic on 2592 kilohertz. There was also a station in Dublin that used to announce, they used to be on 981, and they used to have a fifth harmonic on 4905 or something, or thereabouts. And they used to announce 963, even though they were on 981, and they also announced this frequency of 4905 kilohertz in the 60 meter band. If you work it out, it's 5 times 981, the true channel. The things that go on in the pirate radio world, eh? We are Weekend Music Radio, broadcasting on the Shortwave Band, enjoying the programme today. Let's hope you are too. Let's hope you're getting good reception. Not too sure when the programme will be broadcast. Let's hope it's sort of sometime when the reception is really good. Yes, sirree. Robbie Cunningham and the night Big Tom came to town. Last one of the Irish tunes today on the shortwave.
De Valera was our president. Coke and burger cost us just 6 pence. I was still in love with Teresa Brown. Shout, hey, he's big. That's when the crowd let out this deafening sound. On the night the Big Tom came to town.
Well, we're certainly packing the tunes in today, ain't you? Used to hear Daffy Don Allen playing songs like this when he used to be on Radio Star Country. Daffy Don Allen, famous offshore DJ from Radio North Sea International, in case anyone's wondering what I'm talking about. Yeah, sadly, no longer with us either, Daffy Don. I used to listen to Daffy Don back in 1973 and 74 from the North Sea. Those were fun days, weren't they? Yes, indeed. Okay, it's Weekend Music Radio, WMR, and I said I was playing the last tribute song, but I've actually forgotten one. I've forgotten this guy. And it's one of my favourites as well. Sadly, Glenn Frey is no longer with us.
Talk on the street, it sounds so familiar. Great expectations, everybody's watching you.
Yes, that must be one of the surprise losses of 2016. Glenn Frey passing away just the other week there. What a shame. Everybody's favourite band, the Eagles, eh? One more song to go before we go into a little feature in today's programme. We did this a couple of years ago, or was it last year? 2014, I think it was. We played a snippet of Prince Terry on West Side Radio International. But we're going to play the close down of West Side Radio in 1988, when they went off the air due to the Broadcasting Act 1988 coming into force. But before that, we're going to hear a second one today from Glenn Frey, Smuggler's Blues. Say playing the heat is on like everybody else plays when he died, eh? Smuggler's Blues on shortwave radio, WMR.
Sailors and the pilots, the amen. I say there's nothing we can do. From the office of the president right down to me and you. Me and you. It's a losing proposition, but one you can't refuse. It's the politics of contraband.
Glenn Fry, the late, the late Glenn Fry. Good grief, Jack, get it together. Smuggler's Blues on Weekend Music Radio WMR from Bonnie, Scotland. Rocking and rolling and smoking all weekend long. Let's hope you're going to enjoy the show today. And stay tuned to 6400 for Radio GSV. He's got right into his music now, has Jim, hasn't he? He really has. Good grief, yeah. Okay, stand by. We're going to play you a recording now of West Side Radio closing down in 1988.
Well, there you go. With Ross there, and that was called I Owe You Nothing. It was the wrong track we actually played there, but it doesn't matter anyway. We're flying out here, and as I said before, we'll be closing down at half, it's probably half, was it half one, yeah? we say good morning to Pierce, who's taping like mad over there. You listen to the final hour of West Side Radio International on 6 to 8. Oh, we're saying that for the last hour and a half. I was still on the fire. Gary Lewis is going mad here in the studio. I don't know what he's doing, but I tell you something, he has a bag with him. He has this big black bag with him, and I have to watch him. Because, oh, that's a lovely record. Where did you get that one? And you never told me you had. Oh, you want to hear of what's going on here. So we're going to have a little bit of Green Onions for you. We're going to have a chat in the middle of this Green Onions bit of music about radio. Okay, friends, if you're still tuned to Westside Radio, we're about 12 years on the air. It's quite a long time for a shortwave radio station to be on the air. But we're about 12 years on the air, and it's a very, very sad occasion. What am I going to do with myself on Sunday morning? Tie a ribbon around the old oak tree. Does that give you a hint somewhere, does it? Or Ichiku Park? Okay, we've Gary Lewis here in the studio live here this morning, and he's going to ask a few questions, and he wants the headphones, so he's just taken over from the headphones. Okay, now, right, are you ready?
Oh, yes, indeed. Well, I think it's very fitting that on the last show, yours truly, Gary Lewis, should put Prince Terry through the, as they say, through the through the grill. Looking for a nice word, I was there. Yeah, yes, indeed. So now I'm going to ask Prince Terry a couple of questions. Prince, in all the years I've known you, I've never really known how you became involved with radio. So would you just like, in the last couple of moments of Westside Radio International, in as brief as terms as possible, tell us your brief history of your involvement in radio, from what to what, and from A to Z, if you can do it in a couple of moments. It's over to you, Prince, and remember, all of Europe is anxiously waiting to hear this kind of news.
Well, way back in the 60s, I used to listen a lot to radio, and I discovered Radio Dublin. Way back in the 60s on the air, and I decided for myself to track it down, and I did track it down eventually. The good friend of mine, Uncle Ken, is known as in the radio world, is still floating around, has nothing to do with radio, listens a bit, but that's where it really all started. I got very friendly with Uncle Ken, and we had a meeting together, and I says to him one day, I says, why not go on for an hour on a Saturday, or was it Sunday, I'm not sure. And he says, would you really risk it? And I says, sure would. So that's really where I got involved in radio. And since then, I've listened to radio stations come and go through the years. And it's really been a fantastic hobby for me. And it still will be, because I am not gone yet.
And thank God for that, so say all of us. Well, I'll say this to you, Prince. My involvement, as you know, came through radio. You met me through the early Radio Dublin days, and I'm as nutty now as I was then about radio. And I've always fancied myself as a little bit of an Alan Freeman. No, I'm not that good, but no harm in thinking big, as they say. And I find that radio, it's a terrific hobby to be involved in. I've met many friends and made terrific friends around Europe. I've friends as far as away as the Guernsey Islands, two friends in Scotland, three in England, people I regularly correspond with by tape. And it's always been a pleasure having you, Prince, as a friend of mine. And I'm not saying it because I'm in your studio. I mean, all the years we've known one another, there's never been a crossword between us, except when I rub his LPs, but that's only a minor problem. But it's really terrific, and I mean, I have a terrific relationship with Prince, I can say that certainly now. I get a terrific welcome every time I come out to his home, terrific cups of tea, terrific ham sandwiches, and all in all, I have a terrific time with Prince on in all the years I've known him, and I certainly know, and I hope two of us, even though we are probably finished on the shortwave, I hope that we won't lose contact with one another. I'll strive to keep the affair going, as they say. And I myself became involved with radio, as you said there. I first of all started doing a couple of local radio stations in Dublin called Radio Westside, as distinct from Westside Radio, which is a medium wave station. And then I went on to Radio Diamond. And then I was doing some shortwave shows for Westside Radio. And then I switched to started my own relay service station to be relayed by Westside Pandora. And I must say that the actual attention that I've received of Pandora International has been terrific. I've had some terrific letters there where people say they all really enjoyed the show. And I'd like to say now, before I do close down, it's all very well me sitting here saying thanks, but the man that makes it all possible, and he's done it for many a station here from England and all over Europe, is the one and only Prince. And I think the final word shall come from the Prince. In all the years I've known him, he's been a terrific gentleman, a terrific friend of mine, and there's nothing I wouldn't do for this guy. So I mean, anybody that knows Prince personally will vouch for that. He's one terrific guy, and as long as I've known him, I could never say anything bad about him, except when I'm rubbing his LPs and he puts them back. But that's only a minor problem, as I say. I don't decide, though. I certainly hope that he can return in some form or another in the not-too-distant future. I myself am very sad about closing down, but, well, the powers that be have forced this upon us, so there's not much I can do about it, except just pray that some way I'll be able to get back on the shortwave. So I'm just going to say goodbye to you, and thanks very much for all the kind interest that you did show in Pandora International. And don't despair at all those people who did write to me out there. I've tons of mail to get through yet, and I will be sending all the QSL cards out. So from yours truly, Gary Lewis, for the final and last time, I'm handing it over to the great Prince to close Westside Radio down. Thanks very much, and the best of 73s to everybody out there. Thank you. Bye.
Well, that was Gary Lewis there, and he's putting the headphones back on the air once again. And wish to we can leave out a few other people to help keep the station to where it is, our engineers, and yours truly, as a bit of an engineer himself, Prince Terry, yours truly, a little bit of an engineer. Right, we'd like to thank Paul Cotter, the engineer who originally built the rig, Westside Radio International, and who helped out quite a lot in the early days of Westside Radio International. Also, Tony Mulligan, if he's listening there, on the shortwave today. We wish to thank him. He used to run the station as well in the shortwave. And we wish to thank him sincerely for helping out with Westside Radio. And there's another guy, I can't mention his second name. His name is John, who helped out with amplifiers through the years. And there was another guy who helped out with an amplifier in years way back in time as well. His name is Brian, who is over there in the Seychelles, believe it or not. He lent me a guitar amplifier many years back as well. Now, who else was there? And of course,
Pierce, who helped with tapes as well. We wish to thank him there as well. And of course, Weekend Music Radio, they helped out with a few things as well. And there's a... Did you stand on that wire again? I heard a crackling. I thought he wants to say something else before we go on the air. And it's a very, very sad occasion, but we might be back on the airwaves. I don't know when, but I'm only saying a might. We're only saying a might. We're waiting. We're waiting to see the outcome of the whole thing. There's a lot of stations closing down today. There's some of them closing down at 12 o'clock tonight. And it's going to be a very sad occasion of ringing in the bells. I don't think I'll be ringing in the bells tonight because I've been involved in radio for so many years. Maybe I'll get a job on some station, hopefully, with all the experience I have. And we were just talking about the record decks here. The record decks we have in the studio are the original Radio Dublin record decks, still in operation. And way back in 1977. Is there a 77 or 71 or somewhere around then? The actual did see the inside of the P&T confiscation office or warehouse, and well, I see it signed and all here by Captain Eamon Cook, but I don't think it looks like his signature, does it? yes, we're still here anyway, and yeah, it's gone actually 1:30. We should have closed down at 1 o'clock, but we'll be closing down very, very shortly now. And I don't know whether we'll be going back on with for a QSO or not. We'll be going on for a QSO, maybe with some station in the UK there. We'll try a QSO, and when we close down, we're going to play, actually, we played a few sad records there, but one thing we're going to play before we go. And believe it or not, we haven't heard it on any radio station in the city, this particular one. And it's from you-know-who, the Roaring Sixties, and there hasn't been one station play this, but we're going to play it.
The government wants to close them down, but we want them to stay. They're playing sounds that we all like, so don't take them away.
When you're walking down the street with your transistor radio, everybody has a good time. You can dance to the beat of your transistor radio, even when the sun don't shine. You can hear your favorite rock and roll, rhythm and blues, till the riders soar.
Some swinging DJs playing top 40 records, they can really turn you on. Now the government's trying to close down the stations. What'll happen when they're gone? You won't hear the music that you like any old time of day. Take them away.
Well, that record would be well remembered all around the place, that one called We Love the Pirate Station from the Roaring 60s. And I'd like to mention one more person before we go here, and that's Dr. Don, if he's listening in this morning as well. He actually founded the name of the station at the particular QTH where he was at one stage at the very beginning of Radio Dublin there. Well, the second half or the third half or whatever it was there, and we named the station as Westside Radio, and he used to use Westside Radio and the Radio Dublin rig then with the flick of a switch there. We wish to thank him as well for operating Westside Radio in the very early days. I think Gary Lewis wants to say something as well before we go. We have a few funny records lined up.
I just want to say, if I may, just before they go, there was one person I left out of all my people to say thank you to, and that was Pierce. I'd like to say, if Pierce is listening, many thanks, Pierce, for all the kind encouragement and all the help with all the jingles you've given me. And it's such a pleasure to know you, Pierce, and that's, like I say, many thanks. And just one more person, and that's Kenny King over there in Peterhead in Scotland. Thanks, Kenny, for doing all the jingles for me and all your kind help. Looking forward to hearing from you in the new year. It's back now to the one and only Pierce. Prince, I should say.
Yeah, well, that's Gary Lewis's last word there, I think. And I wish to thank a lot of people out there who wrote to me in all these years have been on the air, 12 years on the air, or even more, I think. And we wish to thank them all for their interest. 15 years, is it? Well, Gary Lewis, I lost track of the years, you see. I wish to thank all the people there, Lionel Rottmere, especially over there, and Podney in Cornwall, who listened to Westside Radio and sent us lovely letters. And all those listeners out there that we played some great music to as well, all over the world, we might say. And only for them, we wouldn't be on the air, because they encourage us to keep on the air. And they sent reception reports and everything like that to the station here, Westside Radio International. We also like to thank, and I made a lot of friends through radio, and let's hope I'll make a few more friends through radio in the coming years of my old age. How about that then? So we wish to thank you all very, very sincerely for tuning into Westside Radio and for your support in those 12 to 15 years, I do believe.
You met me through radio too.
Now is the time to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now is the time to yield a sigh.
Yield it, yield it.
Now is the time to wend our way. Until we meet again some sunny day. Goodbye, goodbye.
You know that a time in everybody's life when they must say goodbye. That time is now, and so with tears in either eye, we say goodbye, as people have said throughout the years. We leave this mortal coil on which we strut and fret our weary way, as Shakespeare put it. God bless him. What a wonderful old chap Shakespeare was. Bald but sexy. That rhythm away with its wonderful melodies. Oh, goodbye, they say.
Goodbye, goodbye,
goodbye. Why not they say goodbye?
Thank you.
Well, we're not gone yet. We've been saying this since 1 o'clock, but we definitely have to go and close down. And heard for the last time, that's Bula Bula there by the Drifter Sound here on Westside Radio International.
From Dublin, Ireland, this is Westside Radio. You're having fun with Westside Radio Dublin. Good morning.
Yeah, we're still here in the studio. We wish to thank the guy that made those jingles, Alan, whoever, wherever he may be.
Westside.
Well, there's nothing more for us to say. I think we said everything. We wish to thank everyone once again. And this is the final close down. One station that I haven't heard any free radio music played at all in most of the stations. There's one, it's of course our national anthem, which I haven't heard any station closing down playing it. I hope I have it on the right side. I didn't play it very often. The only man I used to hear playing this was Mr. Galaxy himself. He used to play the national anthem. So here we go. And we say goodbye. And we stand by for a QSO after this. Westside Radio International back again. We're closing down now, and very sad occasion indeed on the airwaves. We definitely are closing down. It's we give you the time, exactly the time we're closing down at. It's 1:47.
147 or thereabouts, we're closing down. We will stand by for maybe some station on the shortwave band for a QSO, a very quick QSO, I'm afraid, because officially we're closing down once the switch goes now. And we wish to thank everyone once again for their support all those years we've been on the shortwave band. But don't despair, friends. A light is at the end of the tunnel, as the saying goes, and the light may get brighter again, even in an 807 valve. So don't forget that, right? I don't think it'll be an 813, it might be an 807. The anodes may light up again very, very soon. So we'll say 73s, and good DX to everyone out there. And this is West Side Radio, now closing down for, well, we don't know how long. We stand by on the shortwave for a possible goodbyes from a few stations there.
Okay, and there you had it. Prince Terry, West Side Radio, closing down back in 1988. Okay, just about time for me to leave you here on WMR for another week, and we'll see you again sometime soon, hopefully, on the shortwave band. See you again. Bye for now. I thought that one was going to play. Still, never mind, it's always going to happen, isn't it? I was trying to play the Jay Giles Band. I'm going to have to see if we've got it here. Let's see. How do you spell Jay Giles? Oh, yes, it's Jay, isn't it? Yeah. Let's see if we've got it here. Ready to play you here. And I was going to play you Centrefold. This would fit in as well with the songs with the dodgy lyrics, wouldn't it? Yeah. Centrefold, if you know what this one's about. Okay, for me, Jack. Catch you soon. Bye for now. It's been a good one.
Does she walk? Does she talk? Does she come complete? My homeroom angel always pulled me from my seat. She was pure like snowflakes. No one could ever stain. The memory of my angel could never cause me pain. Years go by. I'm looking through a girly magazine. And there's my homeroom angel on the page.
You know how songs remind you of places? That one reminds me of driving through the streets of Dublin, like driving across Ireland way back when. Jay Giles Band, Centrefold on Shortwave Radio, WMR. Last record in today's programme on the Jack programme. Not too sure if we're going to switch straight off or if you're going to hear some Jim at Radio GSV coming on the air. He may do, who knows? For me, Jack, I'll see you soon. Bye for now.
Keeping free radio alive into the 21st century. Weekend Music Radio, Scotland.
Hello, this is Weekend Music Radio.
Bonjour, ici Weekend Music Radio.
Hello, this is Weekend Music Radio.
Wir sind einfach überall zu hören. Von York bis New York, von Wiesbaden bis Vladivostok, von Madrid bis Moskau. Hier ist Weekend Music Radio, Schottland.
From a very tall tower on a very big hill.
Weekend Music Radio.
The fire still burns. Still burns.
From Moscow to Milano, we are Weekend Music Radio.
From York to New York. From Finland to Newfoundland. From Scotland to Nova Scotia. We are Weekend Music Radio.